Shalom, everyone. We're going to talk about the aftermath of Charlie Kirk's assassination and what people are saying. We're also going to give you a review of the IDF's Gaza City operation that is now underway. And we're going to review the hostage protests that are taking place in Israel against Prime Minister Netanyahu. Messianic World Update begins now. Shalom, everyone. I'm Monty Judah with Lion and Lamb Ministries. Welcome to another edition of Messianic World Update. Today's date is Friday, September 19th of the year 2025. Here's the news for the week. It's been a little bit over more than a week since Charlie Kirk was assassinated in Utah. His funeral apparently is scheduled in Phoenix, Arizona. That's where his home is at. And they've secured the use of an entire football stadium so that the people that want to attend the funeral are able to go. We know for sure that the president and the vice president are all going to be present at his funeral, along with a lot of other dignitaries from all around the world. And flags that right now are at half staff will be returned to full staff after his funeral is completed. Now, the rest of the world is reacting to his assassination. There are those that are mourning the loss of him, but there are also many leftists in business, entertainment, and academics that have suddenly found themselves losing their jobs because they've been making comments to the effect that they endorse it, support it, they think the murder is justifiable. And the cover is off on their hatred being exposed. And that's clearly what was brought about. The death of Charlie Kirk was pure hatred and evil. And people are not going to tolerate that, thank goodness. But there's a lot of people running around in the world that believe in that and think that somehow is right. I recently conducted an interview with Brigitte Gabriel of Act for America. She's a national security analyst. And this is what she had to say about this particular subject.
This is what would happen in Lebanon. This is what would happen under the KGB. This is what would happen under Nazis. But not in America in 2025, when a 31-year-old young father is sitting on a college campus saying, share with me your idea, let's talk about it. Let me see if I can change your mind, or maybe you can change mine. That he is shot for doing that. This is where the outrage, and you know what? I would be just outraged, Rabbi, if this was a lefty. I don't care who it is. If this was Obama, if this was Nancy Pelosi, if this was whoever sitting debating ideas, even though I disagreed with them on every single issue, I would never allow or approve anybody hurting a hair on their head because of their difference of opinion. We need to look at each other as humans who should have the right to disagree with each other. The tragic loss of Charlie Kirk is a wake-up call to the world. And it's not just a wake-up call to America. It's a wake-up call to Britain. Look what's happening in Britain. I mean, thank God they just had this march with 3 million people marching for free speech. Because right now in England, you are thrown in jail for expressing your opinion. And so this has been a wake-up call. And I think it's going to trigger a movement worldwide for people to say, let's reevaluate where we are right now and where our countries stand, because this is not who we used to be and what made us great. And we need to get back to these principles of being able to debate ideas and speak our mind without being afraid of being killed or thrown in jail.
They think that free speech gives them the right to demonize their opponents, but now that's being examined a little bit further. Free speech is a wonderful thing, but you don't have the freedom in free speech to yell fire in a theater. And they're also discovering maybe there's some limits to what you can say about other people. It used to be that if you spoke those kinds of things, you could be sued for slander and those kinds of things, but that's all fallen out of fashion, so to speak. And now the opponents, those against Charlie Kirk, those liberals are trying to claim equivalency. They're trying to say, well, the things we're saying about Charlie are the same things that others, conservatives, have said about us. And that argument is being completely rejected. There is no equivalency to a public murder. And that is not what Republicans, conservatives have been doing in disagreeing with liberals, but it clearly is now part of the agenda of what liberals are doing with conservatives. Full credit for this harm that came to Charlie Kirk is now being laid at the very doorstep of the Democrats. Let me share something with you about the principles of leadership. Leaders don't really actually go out and do the work. What they do is they build an atmosphere for other people, followers, to go out and operate in that atmosphere and accomplish things. And what we have in the part of Democratic leadership, political leadership, academics, and others in leading positions, they've built a poisoned atmosphere that is against conservatives, against Christians, and against people who would be opposed and have a different point of view on the subject of, say, abortion, or homosexuality, or transgenderism, or support of Israel. And they are trying to control the whole dialogue of speech by deciding which pronouns are acceptable. They're trying to control us with which words that we can use and things we cannot talk about. And all of this has transitioned into where they get to say words that dehumanize other people. And words such as fascists or Nazis or Hitler or something beyond racist has one purpose in mind, to dehumanize that person by accusing them of those things. Well, here's the problem. Once you dehumanize a person, then you're saying that they're a poison, they're a cancer, they're dangerous, and they don't deserve to live anymore. And this is what is happening to Christians today in this world, and this is exactly what happened back in the 1930s in Germany when they decided to call Jews vermin and cancer and a poison, and they dehumanized them and said they're not entitled to live anymore. And that was the seeds that built the Holocaust. And we have the same soup being brewed today going on. The national media has turned into a pure propaganda machine for this nonsense. And they're clamoring to try to duck for cover in their role and responsibility, but they're not going to be able to escape. The fact of the matter is that all of this hysteria that is being directed at conservatives and so forth, things like our democracy is in trouble, our country is being destroyed, something must be done. The message of the media has been the propaganda to set it up for the alleged killer of Charlie Kirk to go out and take action on those words. And by the way, he's not the only person in the news in the last week who's decided to do a terroristic type attack. There are multiple events now taking place in multiple states all around this country where people are thinking they get to go and attack conservatives and as such, doing the same kind of activity. Maybe not as public as what happened to Charlie Kirk. Now, the man arrested for Charlie Kirk's murder said, and this is the feedback that we've received, that he purposely went out to kill Kirk because of Kirk's hatred, that he thought what Charlie Kirk was saying was hateful. Those are lies. That's what the media said. That's what the liberals said. That's what the academics said. That is not what Charlie Kirk said. And so he decided to justify his hate by claiming he was going to kill the other guy's hate. Well, that is what Yeshua referred to as hating without a cause. That is not a valid argument, and that is not a justification for the death of Charlie Kirk. And people saying that he got what he deserved are people who their minds and their moral compass is corrupted. Democratic leaders, extreme left academics, and the national media loaded the gun and is sending their followers out to harass, attack, destroy, and kill those that they disagree with. Yeshua taught that a man must hate in his heart before he commits murder. He taught you are guilty of murder by the hate in your heart before you act on it. Today, there are many co-conspirators to the murder of Charlie Kirk. Our legal system is not going to prosecute them. they will be convicted and found guilty in a court much higher than our Supreme Court. And you and I, my friends, are witnesses in that court to what we're seeing today. So let's shift gears and talk about what's going on in Hamas and Gaza. The IDF has now fully launched their Gaza City campaign. And so far, they've gone in and used intensive bombing of infrastructures within Gaza City, blowing up the high-rise buildings and leveling them. They've even used a rather interesting tactic. They've gathered up some old M113 APCs. These are APCs from way back in Vietnam era. They've packed them full of explosives. They've set up the remote controls to drive them. And they drive them into these very dangerous areas where Hamas is at, where they've left booby traps for the IDF to run into. And these buildings that are there that are refuge for the Hamas fighters. And they set off the explosion of these M113s. These things have got so many explosives in them that they level all of the surrounding buildings for the whole block, and they destroy all the booby traps. And they're systematically going in and taking out these different operations. These attacks are coming so numerous and so frequently that people in Gaza are saying that it is perpetual, going on all night long. All they hear is explosions left and right, every which way, and there's no cessation to it going on in Gaza City at the moment. The IDF has designated Gaza City as a dangerous combat zone. They have set up a humanitarian zone to the south to allow people to evacuate. Some 220,000 Palestinians have evacuated, but that's about 40% of the city. We think even more will begin to evacuate now that the campaign, the full campaign, is underway, trying to get out of there because it's impossible to be able to sleep in that city at the moment because of perpetual bombardment that is now taking place. It's intense, and the people are having to sleep in the streets for fear of buildings falling on them and crushing them. Israel has committed two full divisions. These are not battalions or brigades. These are two full divisions to the battle. A third one is about to join, and so they will continue this campaign until the hostages are released. It's only in the best sense of Hamas. They better release the hostages soon or else the whole place is going to be destroyed, and that's what Defense Minister Katz has said. We will destroy the entire city. The IDF believes that there's still thousands of Hamas combatants in the area, along with the remaining hostages. They believe they're focused there, and that's what they're pursuing in their campaign. Now, the hostages' families back in Israel are very concerned about this campaign, the amount of ordnance that's going off, the number of buildings that are being destroyed, and so forth. They're fearful that the hostages themselves could become victims to the IDF's campaign. And they are protesting intensely. In fact, a group of them are intensely protesting against Netanyahu's home. They're actually camping out on the streets. Many of them have been arrested here recently because they're burning cars outside of his residence. They're trying to do everything they can to bring hate and discontent toward Netanyahu. They think he's the one holding up the hostages being released. That is not true. Hamas is the one holding the hostages. They're the ones that are refusing to cooperate in the negotiations. The U.S. is still asking Qatar to keep negotiating for the hostages. As you know, last week, Israel bombed the Hamas compound there in Doha. The government of Qatar was very upset about that, and even the president was not so happy about that. Now, Secretary of State Rubio has told the negotiators there that there's only a very short window for the possibility of negotiations take place because he knows the schedule of what the IDF is doing in Gaza City. If they don't get something negotiated quickly, there's nothing to negotiate for because the IDF will have gone in and destroyed the entire place. Rubio has stated also that had the hostages not been a part of the negotiations, this war with Gaza would have been over a long time ago. Israel would have gone in and taken out Hamas a long, long time ago. But because of restraint for the protection of the hostages, That is what has drugged the war out. There's a new report that came from a Syrian parliament member that revealed that the Qatar leaders knew about the October 7th attack in advance. The reason why they knew that is because Qatar and their leaders has always cooperated with Hamas, hosting Hamas leaders in their country, and they were privy to what Hamas was getting ready to do. Did they warn anybody about it? No, because they are allied with Hamas, and we have always had this compromised negotiator that's on the side of Hamas trying to negotiate for hostages. That's one of the frustrations that has been in trying to secure a ceasefire and get the hostages home. The Hamas leadership that was attacked in Doha apparently did escape that airstrike attack of last week. And one of the leaders did emerge and give an interview this week, kind of describing what took place and how they were missed. There were some people, Hamas people, that were killed, but not the key leadership that Israel was targeting. Trump apparently is upset with Netanyahu for doing that. He's trying to work with the government of Qatar, the Qatari government, and so he's upset with Netanyahu. Israel did call Trump and told them beforehand what was going to happen. Trump couldn't talk him out of it. And part of the reason he couldn't talk Netanyahu out of it was he reminded the president that it is the stated goal of Israel to eliminate Hamas no matter where they're at and whoever they are. And he couldn't argue with the fact that Israel was going to go after the Hamas leadership that was sitting in that one compound with all of their leaders in Doha. But that deal doesn't make him happy, because he would have been a lot more happy if they would have killed all the Hamas leadership. He would have taken credit for it. But since they didn't kill the Hamas leadership, he's got to sound conciliatory to his Arab friends. I hate to say that about the president, but sometimes this is the way politics internationally really works. Other nations have decided, because of the Doha attack, that they're going to heap that as another reason on top of Israel and why they don't like Israel. Well, Netanyahu said, well, why not? Let's just add to the pile. So when somebody advised Netanyahu, you know, if you go and attack Qatar and try to get Hamas, you know the other nations of the world won't like that. Well, that's not news to Israel. The other nations of the world already hate Israel to begin with. So what? We need to continue to pray for the situation, not only in Israel and with Hamas and the hostages, but for our own country. Thank you for viewing this program. Remember to like and subscribe our YouTube channel. And if you'd like to have the material without commercial interruption, go to subscribe, lionandlamb.tv. Our weekly programs are available on all of your podcast platforms. We'd love to have you come and be a part of them. If you sign up with the ministry, you can get a free Yavo magazine that comes each month, digital or hard copy. And our weekly programs are all over social media platforms. Just as a last reminder, we're coming down to the very last. Registration is getting ready to close on Tabernacles. The fall holidays begin this next week with trumpets, followed by Atonement, followed by Tabernacles. And we trust that you're going to be a part of those holiday and part of this season for it. For now, Shabbat Shalom.
For the full interview with Monty and National Security Analyst Brigitte Gabriel, tune in Thursday, October 16th at 7 p.m. on lionandlamb.tv or on our YouTube channel. Lionandlamb.tv. Unlock the Hebrew roots, transform your faith.